every Wednesday morning, we talk with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy right up until Election Day. And once again, he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, thank you very much for joining us. And right here, front page of the Buffalo News, the headline, ex-state worker says Hoyt paid her for silence. That byline goes to Robert J. McCarthy, of course, is you, Bob McCarthy.
Yeah.
Bob, can you take us through this story? When did this start emerging?
Well, it's a very sad story, Jay, because it involves all kinds of personal relationships and families and all those kinds of things. But we were beginning to become aware of it probably early in the summer. We had heard about this, and we had heard that a complaint was filed with a state ethics panel. But we couldn't get into that complaint because it was sealed. And the woman who finally came forward yesterday at that point was unwilling to talk about it. But when it became, I guess a lot of questions began to arise on Monday morning when Sam Hoyt, the word I used in the first story we wrote, was abruptly walked
right
away from a $157,000 job in which he was the governor's political and official point man here in Western New York, a job that I think Albany officials relied upon him very much for. And so to see this suddenly end, when we knew that it was just a matter of emails going out from Sam Hoyt on Sunday night announcing he had left state employment, and especially in the era of Harvey Weinstein, I would say, began to raise a lot of suspicions. And the woman who is featured in this story today finally did talk to us yesterday.
Right. I want to get into that. So she does decide, I guess there was some sort of confidentiality agreement, but she instead decides to go public with this information. You decide not to name her. But if you could, I mean, do you have an understanding of what perhaps prompted her to move forward here?
I do, and it was her reading the comments in our story on Tuesday, which were very laudatory from Howard Zemsky, the commissioner and CEO of Empire State Development, Lieutenant Governor Hochul, who just happened to be in our newsroom on Tuesday. We asked her about it, and she said some nice things about Sam, and I think this just lit the fuse on this woman who felt that this had been overlooked for so long until all of a sudden, when this type of situation is definitely being frowned upon in many areas, not only government but the private business world and everywhere, suddenly, I think she just said she wanted to come forward and talk about what her experience was.
All right, so we have Mr. Hoyt resigning. We have the story of the relationship now coming out. But I'm wondering, are there more questions for state officials involved here? Because, as you said, there was a complaint issued. We don't know all the details because it's because it is sealed. But at the same time, apparently this was on the radar of some members of state government.
I think there are legitimate questions there, Jay. I will tell you that no statement came forward from Empire State Development, which is the agency for which Sam worked. No statement came forward on Tuesday until, I think it was, no, Monday, I guess it was, until they read it online in our paper. And then they just basically had this kind of laudatory statement. But there was no mention of what the problem might really have been until we started asking, and other reporters started asking yesterday, and then there was a much more forthcoming explanation of why Sam had left his post. So, I would like to ask those questions.
Right, and I guess then the final question, Bob, before we do let you go this morning, if I'm characterizing this incorrectly, most certainly correct me, but like you said, all these laudatory comments came out after Mr. Hoyt initially announced his resignation, or at least that's how we understood it. These people who you mentioned earlier who offered these compliments to his work, were any of them, do you believe that any of them were already aware of these complaints against him?
Well, I can't say that for certain, but I would have to believe that that'd be the case, especially since the governor's office yesterday indicated, when they were asked about this, indicated that they had counseled Mr. Hoyt in a couple areas, including that some of his duties had been scaled back and that he was ordered to cooperate with the investigation. So I guess based on that, we would have to think that they did know about it, yeah. And, you know, that was the way things might have been handled before. And then in the last 3 or 4 weeks, as a result of how the world seems to be reacting to the Harvey Weinstein revelations, a lot of things are changing, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you very much for your reporting and for, as always, spending these Wednesday mornings with us, Bob McCarthy.
Yes, sir, Jay.